they were gathered in the end, didn't know anything from the others, and that Dirksen and Mansfield thought that this was the thing to do, and that he thought the father would have to go, and thought that's what he would do, and there'd be some criticism of it, but not be consequential. My thought would be, if we're going to name him, we just leave him acting, and my judgment would be that father ought to go and resign, if he wants to do that.
Well, I think you could name him outright, you know, and father doesn't have to be in any hurry about it.
Well, wouldn't that then put it on me pretty much?
Oh, I couldn't say so. I think that,
if he's going to resign, why didn't he resign before the appointment?
Well, because that would indicate foreknowledge. That's what I don't like about it. It would indicate that he knew that you were going to appoint his son.
Well, shouldn't I know before I put him in that position that he's not going to be there? Or?
No, Mr. President, on balance, I don't think so. Because otherwise it might say that somebody will write an editorial and say that as a matter of precedent, of course, this is bad because the president should not inquire and should not know what this independent, sacred, holier than thou agency is going to do. So that my own feeling about it, I started out the other way, but my own feeling about it is that you ought not to know officially, you know? I mean, I think unofficially you don't want to put him on the spot unless he agrees, but officially you ought not to know. And I just go ahead and play it right down the line and send his name up, if that's what you decide to do, and then let Tom resign.